This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to start the day after Christmas. And boy, what a weekend this has been. By the way, how about we just play the national anthem and start the week off right? Bless America, and to all those who protect and defend and serve her, thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. Joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's get started here. How's your trash cans look like in your neighborhood?
It won't be trash day for a few days, but if my experience is out there shopping over the weekend or any indication, looks like we had a lot of people out there Christmas shopping.
Well, I'll tell you this much, and I'll tell you what I know for sure. The garbage man is going to be busy for a day or so because there's more Christmas presents out there right now on our streets, you know, wrappings and whatnot, boxes. You can tell what everybody got. It's unbelievable.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what's going on right now? Because we got a lot of different things that are taking place. First of all, it's day number 5 of the government shutdown, and I'm alive, and you are too.
Well, that's right. And, Americans, I think, are, of course, learning day by day exactly what government functions are being shut down and what things sort of go on sort of in an autonomic way for the government. The discretionary spending, I think, is, or discretionary budget is a much lower percentage than we think. But that being said, we're probably not going to start seeing the immediate or the big effects until the holiday is over, and now it's, of course, December 26th. Federal workers would be going back to work at this point. The so-called non-essential personnel won't be going back to work. But, Captain, I think overall, I think you're going to find that people are going to say to themselves, well, wait a minute, if this shutdown is really not going to affect that much, then perhaps the president is right in wanting to stay the course through it in order to get something as important as the border security funding.
And let's see if we can get Chucky Schumer to come cooperate with us here, because he's not cooperating with much of anybody, but here we go. Nope, he's not going to cooperate. Chucky's just being miserable.
Well, of course. Now, over the Christmas holiday time, Captain, there was talk of a compromise that was sent from the White House, talk of a compromise from the White House to Senate Democrats, so there is no response on that yet. And part of that is going to be the mechanics of the holiday time period, the mechanics of having to get the Senate together to debate something and then send it back to the House. So no matter what compromise they might be able to come to, it still may put us into the new year before the new Congress would be able to actually actually come to any conclusion on that. Now, that being said, it is unlikely that Senator Schumer, and the Democrats in the House would want to budge at all on the so-called compromise. But every day that they don't do that, Captain, they continue to overplay their hand, I think. And that's because I think most Americans believe that, well, if someone is at a certain amount and the other person is asking for another amount, sometimes you try to meet in the middle or make some other kind of compromise. And the Democrats don't want to compromise because this is about Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And folks, pardon my voice, but I've been battling something here over the weekend. I'm better now. I got some really good anti-meds for me, or let's see, what the heck they call antibiotics. There we go. And that took care of that. So there you go. But it's not, thank God it's not the flu. Thank God it's not pneumonia or anything like that. I had a real bad intestinal virus.
Wow, I know. And so many people
that
out there,
sucks.
Captain, that really does. And so many people out there, Captain, I've seen the messages go back and forth. So many people have been pulling for you, wishing you the best, and praying for a good full recovery, because that's no fun. No fun at all.
Well, again, the government shutdown is what it is so far, and we're not really sure what it's going to be because of the fact that we are cruising along here. And by the way, I think, didn't you send me something about the economy, or the sales were up 5.1%? Was that what you said?
Well, that's exactly right. At least according to some of these latest numbers, retail sales were up 5.1% in the time period between November 1st and Christmas Eve, compared to last year. Now, that excludes automobile sales, but what this does is it shows that consumer spending doesn't really seem to be curbed, per se, by what's happening with the stock market issues and also the government shutdown.
And, again, by the size of the garbage cans on my street and by everything that's going on there right now and all the gifts you can see that everybody got, a lot of high-tech stuff.
Well, exactly right, and that means the people are out there spending that discretionary income. They feel confident, I think, overall in the economy, despite what we've seen in the stock market and these the tumbles that we've seen. And that's because people know, Captain, that jobs are plentiful. We continue to see these kinds of rises, and I think that's why a lot of people were able to have a very, very good Christmas this year.
Well, we can certainly hope so. By the way, before we get into all the other breaking news that's been going on here, because war never stops, it looks like as if the message to rename the Senate office building for Senator John McCain has been canceled.
It certainly does seem that way, and this is partially in terms of Republicans and partially in terms of Democrats, but Charles Schumer even said before that he wanted to bring up some measures.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, because we've got to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am who I say I am, not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be, not who you let me be.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. That is Brandon, Gary Humble actually singing the Brandon Strzok song, the theme for Walk Away, the big movement. And Kyle, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, all the different things that we have to look at here right now in the grand scheme of things, and on top of everything else, little old Israel's over there, and they had to go out and defend themselves again yesterday.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We understand that Israel did strike some weapons depots, it appears, near Damascus. And these have to do with Hezbollah, the Hezbollah group that's from Lebanon, and, of course, also Iranian forces as well. And so, as we understand, Israel is carrying these out to try to, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had said, to continue against those who would continue to act against Iran's attempts to entrench itself militarily in Syria. So this is a very, very big deal. This comes amid, of course, the announced pullout of troops by President Trump, of U.S. troops, about 2,200 of them, from Syria, and that, of course, has caused a controversy of its own. But Israel, of course, sparing no time in wanting to make sure that they're taking care of business, as it were, against these forces that come against Israel. Since its inception, Israel, I think, has technically been at a state of war. Of course, we've seen the three different wars go on in the past, but still technically at a state of war with Syria, so this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out online, thekylewarrenshow.com. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, we had a terrible awful, miserable tsunami again in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia.
That's exactly right. Now, this happened as a result of Anak Krakatoa erupting late last week. This happened about 158-acre piece of the volcano slid into the ocean along with this eruption. And, of course, we saw this this terrible, terrible tsunami strike in the nearby regions. And so far, of course, the death toll unfortunately still continues to climb. It is not reaching, of course, anywhere near at this point, so that's the good news of what happened back in 2004 when there was, I think, 227,000 people approximately who were killed. But here's what's going on with this eruption and with this tsunami. The people there really had no warning, and after the 2004 disaster, there were several countries that helped establish a buoy system to detect tsunamis or eruptions or quakes and so forth to help with the warning system. And a lot of those buoys, Captain, have been out of order since about 2012. So you can see that there's a big need, obviously, for that kind of warning system, because a lot of the survivors are saying they had absolutely no warning whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because they were supposed to have all of this in place after what happened the last time around in what, 2004?
In 2004, exactly. That's when that terrible, terrible disaster occurred, and we saw all of that happening.
So how on earth did they allow this to get this way?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why, again, since 2012, they have been trying to upgrade that system. Countries such as Germany, Malaysia, the UK, also had donated to this system. So I think, of course, in light of this latest disaster, you'll hear international cries intensify, and hopefully something can be done about this system.
Right. And folks, we're speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. You get to hear him here several times a week on the program, because we rely on him for a lot of different things. Kyle's our go-to guy, right?
Oh, well, thank you, Captain. My pleasure. Yes.
By the way, also going on right now, there's been an influx, if you will, of attacks on our troops, which may be maybe one of the reasons why we're pulling out of Syria, maybe one of the reasons why we're pulling out of Afghanistan, at least 7,000 of the troops there. But I've been told that in Syria, all the president is doing is keeping his promise.
Well, right, and we've heard senators such as Senator Rand Paul, absolutely complimenting the president on his decision, with the notion that, of course, trying to get the troops to come home, stop expending resources in that regard and so forth. And of course, there are others, Senator Graham, for example, who had been very critical. He was very supportive of the standing firm on the border wall funding, but very critical of the Syria decision. So sometimes it's a mixed bag. But you're right, Captain. President Trump campaigned on the idea of ending these kinds of wars, or at the very least getting the majority of our troops out of harm's way, and other things like building the wall, these other kinds of promises. And so he's meeting resistance almost wherever he goes from both sides of the aisle on actually getting to the nitty-gritty on these promises. But of course, the president has the authority to do what he's doing, and as we talked about before, I think we're going to see the president come out and give not some sort of rationale, but at least to give the American people the idea why he's doing this, why it's flowing from the promises that he made, and why our security is going to still be maintained as a result of all this.
Now, you live in California, right?
That's right.
You live near Los Angeles, right?
That's right, yeah.
Did you see what happened at Grumman's Chinese Theater again yesterday?
I did not, unfortunately.
Donald Trump's star, Walk of Fame star, was painted by some fool in the form of a swastika.
Wow. Well, the vandalism of the Trump Star, of course, unfortunately, is a recurring thing. But very, very sad. And again, you know, it's really not. I guess someone's trying to make a statement. I guess, but certainly, it simply shows that they're not willing to make a statement in the actual marketplace of ideas. They're going to do what they're doing here.
Well, unfortunately, that means horrible things to some very good people, namely about 6 million dead Jews. And for them to keep doing things like this, I just don't get it. I don't understand what their point is. They don't have a point.
Well, no, and in many ways, they're sort of buying this narrative that has been given to them by many in the news media and, of course, by other political groups or political characters, and that is somehow that Trump is a Nazi. And as you mentioned, Captain, I'm so glad you mentioned, that's right, it's an insult to those who are victims of the Holocaust, those who are victims of the Nazi regime, because that word now is being thrown about so very easily by people. Oh, so-and-so's a Nazi. Well, they're just a Nazi. This kind of stuff. And that whole issue is designed to delegitimize your political opposition, because then it's okay. It's okay to attack Nazis. It's okay to call for people to be confronted in restaurants, because you're just confronting Nazis, right? It's a way of shutting down any kind of actual political debate or persuasion.
Do you know where there actually are Nazis and it's a political party in action right now? Germany.
Right, that's exactly right, and that can be a very, very terrible thing. The German people, of course, following World War II, did so much to try to purge their nation of that.
I thought they outlawed that party.
Well, exactly right, and the thinking of the German people changed radically. Their hearts changed radically, and they got rid of that horrible, horrible thing. And to see resurgences of it, whether it be in Germany itself or anywhere around the world, is completely unacceptable to decent people.
And by the way, we want to welcome aboard our new listeners at 9:30 a.m. The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. So Catwoman and Road Dogg, when you're driving through San Antonio, there you go. Trucker Mark driving through San Antonio, there you go. I'm sorry, 9:30 a.m. The Answer. That's one of our Salem sister affiliate stations down there in San Antonio. And welcome aboard, everybody down there. And when we go to break this time, we'll give you the phone number in case you want to chime in. But Kyle, I am going to tease the break coming up, and here comes the music. And the break, when we come back, folks, is it equal justice for all or just some anymore? What you hear the discussion we're going to have on this. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An 8-year-old boy has died who was in government custody after entering the United States from Guatemala. He is the second immigrant child to die in Customs and Border Protection custody this month. Officials say the child was diagnosed with a cold and fever, then was given medicine and released. The boy then died hours later. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones.
We probably need to have much better medical care in these detention facilities and in many ways treat them in some ways like mass units where everyone is evaluated for health issues with emergency cases given top priority.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection promises an independent and thorough review of the circumstances. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, is it actually with liberty and justice for all or for some? Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. We're going to delve into that in this segment. So, Kyle, you ready to go?
Absolutely.
Now, Tom Fitton, who's the president of Judicial Watch, has said that the Justice Department is stuck because if they go after Comey, they have to go after Hillary. Comey and Hillary are both in the same legal boat.
Well, right. Yeah, I think they're completely bound up together because all of what Jim Comey was doing in the middle of 2016 regarding interviewing Hillary Clinton or so-called investigating what was going on and then coming out with these sort of bizarre conclusions and bizarre interviews, yeah, it's all tied together. So you're right. If you take a much closer look at Comey, you're going to inevitably run into what was Hillary Clinton up to and, by extension, what was the Clinton Foundation up to?
Well, we're going to discuss some of what she was up to because equal justice under the law is not just merely a caption on a building. It's the entire framework for our legal system. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, yes.
And it has set us apart from corrupt societies for almost 250 years. But somehow we've turned a corner, deciding instead to refute the law and depend instead upon our feelings, political philosophy, and ambition. And that's just wrong.
Well, it certainly is, and what's happened, of course, is that the so many across the highways and byways of the land, Captain, get the impression that there is an elite that has sprung up within our republic that somehow are always going to be above the law, that no matter how much obvious evidence or at least the good reason to investigate seriously different aspects of the email server and donations and things like that, that at least should get a fair investigation by the Department of Justice and then fairly reviewed, because no one is above the law. And if the people begin to feel that the elite somehow have a get out of jail free card, then that erodes their confidence in the system. And then, of course, when we see another investigation pop up, for example, the Mueller investigation, it all just reeks of political brinksmanship, gamesmanship, or political payback, however you want to look at it, kind of thing.
And that, unfortunately, folks, is just where we are right now, because justice, depending on your ethnicity, your gender, your position, your political thought, this is not justice, never has been, never will be. It's anarchy. And we're receded to the days of might is right, mob rule, and justice by practical and political consideration is the way we do things today. Just take a look at what you see with these demonstrators.
Well, right. That's exactly right. You know, again, you mentioned the term mob rule. Well, you remember when I think it was CNN trying to explain to us that what we were seeing on TV with people pounding on the doors of the Supreme Court, for example, or people, you know, in the streets and going crazy, that this wasn't really a mob. You know, so we must have been completely mistaken about seeing what we were seeing on television, I guess.
And, you know, we hear almost every day about some sort of investigation is going on. I mean, Mueller's campaign, his committee, the people that keep popping up and in and out of there, but we never hear about the investigation producing any real positive go get them type results, do we?
No, but what we do hear about are rumors. And I've noticed, Captain, that a lot of times if there's a lull in the Mueller investigation or a lull in the news for some reason, we start hearing these rumors. The latest rumor is Mueller has sealed indictments that he already has. So, and then the discussion proceeds from that. But it's only because...
Yeah, against the president. Against the president.
Against President Trump himself, exactly. And so that goes around for a little while. And then the other thing, for example, well, don't worry, we're going to get his tax returns, because that, of course, is going to show Russian collusion in his tax returns. I mean, do you think, anybody would be stupid enough to put that in their tax returns? I mean, give me a break. All these things are simply there to regenerate the controversy to make it look like, aha, they're on the trail and they're going to get their man. But again, it's all part and parcel of keeping this narrative going.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, but it's almost common knowledge that the Clintons and the former president, Bill Clinton, have been mired in corruption, having worked feverishly, continuing to achieve a soft coup against President Trump, the tens of thousands of erased emails, the scrubbing of hard drives, cell phones, from which both Hillary and the FBI were complicit, illegal wiretapes, the list goes on and on and on.
Well, right. And how about the interviews with Hillary, regardless of, because people actually say things, Captain, like, are we really talking about the emails still and that kind of stuff? And they try to ridicule these things to where people are just frightened to even mention it for fear of looking like they're continuing to bark up the wrong tree or something. But they're not. They're really not. But when you look at these interviews that went on, and then you can have material witnesses, I guess, sitting there there during the interview and nobody's really, you know, being pressed for anything, and it all sort of comes out with a nice big bow on it from Jim Comey. Well, there's something really fishy going on there, and the American people, I think, have an innate sense of realizing that.
And it's almost as if we've become two different, distinctive nations living under one roof amongst each other. One that believes in the rule of law, one that just gets by doing anything they can to break the rule of law. And as a result, there isn't any doubt in my mind that Democrats, liberals, progressives, and socialists will fight on until they either achieve their purpose or are defeated or self-destruct. But if they win, they will give us a broken country.
Well, right, right. I mean, at this point, it's almost as if you're going to be tapped to be part of the Trump administration in some capacity, work in the White House or be a cabinet member or anything like that, watch out. Here come the investigators. They will find something about you and twist it and make sure that that your life is entirely ruined. And this is to keep people from wanting to serve in government, for one thing. And you're right. To have a, you know, this two-track system, as it were, is simply there to help destabilize our nation and our rule of law. If the law stops applying to everyone equally, well, then we're on the road to total disaster.
And here's the other thing to think about. The deep state is out to simply destroy President Donald Trump and everybody that supports him, his administration, and his economy, which is you, me, and everybody listening to this program right now. And they're planning a major recession. That's what they're doing. And they'll put it in Trump's name, and they'll tag him with it, and everybody will go, what happened? What happened? Well, I'm telling you what's happening. Wake up, America.
Well, right, right, exactly right. They're definitely, and because they're telegraphing these terms like recession, you know, bear market, and these kinds of things, and suddenly it's all going south, you know. But in reality, the American people have been responding to what President Trump has been trying to do, and that, of course, is get rid of regulations, onerous regulation, stimulate the economy, and now this whole thing about, you know, the Fed and all this kind of stuff. You know, and that way you have people who come in and say, well, we're going to bring back some stability to all this. Don't worry. The government's going to come in and re-regulate everything because we can't have another problem. When in reality, the problem is the regulation, et cetera.
Yeah. Listen to this.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
Yeah, we do. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, here comes the music up in my ear. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report when I come back. There's a major storm out west breaking out of the Rockies, coming east all the way from Canada, all the way down into Texas, a major snowstorm. Tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time he's kind of like no bandit run. Keep your football on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All right. Friday, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive, where you can drive a Titan just like what I'm driving, a big old 390 horsepower 5.6 liter Titan, and it gets some really good mileage for a truck that size. And I was out driving around this weekend, took it over to the beach, and went down to Sarasota for a short jaunt, and then came back up here. But anyway, a large and powerful storm is going to spread heavy snowfall and gusty winds to much of the central northern plains and upper Midwest through Thursday night and Friday morning. The storm will continue to move to the east. Travel will quickly become hazardous in these areas. We're talking about Minnesota. We're talking about North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Montana. We're talking about Wyoming. We're talking about Colorado. We're talking about Utah. We're also talking about eastern Arizona, New Mexico, and coming across I-40, I-70, I-80, I-90, I-94, I-35, north and south out of Oklahoma. You are going to have a zoo, a real zoo, coming up here over the next day or two. So, farther south, heavy rainfall, severe thunderstorms are possible along the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, and the heavy precipitation will shift towards the east coast by Friday. Now, there's some real heavy fog out in front of this, too. Right now on I-80, you'll find fog in Nebraska where you don't find the snow, and you will find the snow. And on I-40 in Oklahoma, you'll find heavy fog. You'll also find heavy fog up and down around Lubbock, and I-40 over into New Mexico. Now, Kyle, you like to drive. This is one of those storms where I say to people, be careful, make sure you have your chains, make sure you got your survival kit with you, and don't be stupid.
Well, absolutely good advice, because what we're going to be seeing, as you've been mentioning, this terrible storm in places like in North and South Dakota, blizzard conditions. They expect, many, many inches of snow as we see the storm come through. And so it could be a very, very bad ordeal for anybody out there on the road.
And to the guys and gals that are headed west out of Chicago, maybe you're headed to Seattle, maybe you're up on the northern route. Doesn't matter which way you go this time. Even down on I-80, if you stay down on I-80 a little bit longer, you're still going to get caught up in it because Nebraska's got a lot of tricky driving tonight.
Well, exactly. And also these storms, they can shift. You may believe that you're perhaps in the clear in certain areas, but all that can change very, very quickly.
And the fog doesn't mean you're not going to be in the snow. The fog is the beginning of what you're going to be in. So when you hit Omaha on I-80 and you see the fog, by the time you get 50 miles the other side of Omaha, north, south, or west, guess what? Snow, all snow.
That's right. Yeah, it's a mean winter storm, no doubt.
Now, in northern Alabama tonight, we've got a line of rain showers. We've also got some rain in Wisconsin out ahead of this system. That's probably going to stay there. We do have some lake effect snow. Looks like it's kicking in, too, tonight, Kyle, up around, not quite Green Bay yet, but off to the west and just east of Minneapolis.
Well, that's right. As you mentioned, the lake effect, that's when, the weather on the Great Lakes, just kicks up and it creates its own localized, if you will, weather patterns, basically.
Yeah. Now, I tried to play something a little bit earlier, but to you guys and gals that are out there, I want you to check out Moss Family Automotive Group. And again, the four words that you need to know that you will not find anywhere else 24/7, 365 days of the year are you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, get preferred pricing, and you will save thousands of dollars on your vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Tell them the captain sent you. Check them out online, mossfamilyautomotive.com. All right, now, tried to play something a little while ago, and I think I can get it going here, Kyle. Let's listen to Let's listen to Chucky Boy Schumer for a minute or so. Then again, let's not. All right, let me try it again. Nope, Chucky doesn't want to talk tonight. Okay, well, again, Chuck Schumer is trying to blame all this on the Republicans. He's trying to blame all this that's going on right now on the president. It's just not going to happen.
Well, no, it's not, and that's a part and parcel of Schumer's strategy in all this, wanting to say things like the president is plunging the country into chaos, these kinds of things.
Well, let me stop you there. It's 5 days into the deal, right?
Right.
Are you in chaos yet?
Nope. I don't think anybody really is outside the Beltway.
Well, the Beltway, they rely on everything for the government. But anyway, no, I'm doing fine, and I think most of America is.
Well, exactly right. And I think that, again, this idea that so much of the budget continues on, so when they submit the new budgets, there's a small percentage overall of what actually can be changed. And I think, Captain, that the Democrats believe that the shutdown will be such bad optics for the president that they think that they have the upper hand. But the president is talking about border security, and the Democrats talk about border security in a very nebulous way. They might say, well, we need more technology, and that's what we're for, but we don't want a wall, whether it's concrete or steel slats or what have you. And they believe that somehow is seen as such an extreme position by the administration. But I think most Americans, Captain, understand the idea of human trafficking, drug trafficking, in addition to people who do come across the border illegally. But these other major issues having to do with our national security are very, very important. And the longer this goes, the more the Democrats will look as though they're not really wanting to respond to the practical, actual threats that exist because there is no barrier in place.
How about we also understand one other important little thing?
What's that?
You don't work, you don't get paid. And guess what? Members of Congress, some of them are leading by example here. They're foregoing their paychecks in the lieu of the shutdown. They should all be doing it.
Well, right. Well, Congress has the power to fix this almost immediately, and that's because obviously in politics you have compromises that are made. You come to a meeting of the minds, but this is all out war against Donald Trump and anything that he wants. It's interesting too that you see that there will be some who will say, well, why are you pulling troops out of Syria? We want those troops there now. People who might have applauded that, for example, if any other president or President Obama, for example, might have made that same kind of announcement.
Yeah, and one other little thing, folks, the people that voted themselves that aren't getting paid right now, some of the government workers, are all going to get their back pay because it was voted in the legislation before these congressmen and senators all left office.
Right, so it's made to sound as though, they're completely out in the cold and they'll never get what's coming to them, that kind of thing. But that's all part of the theater of how you try to frame a government shutdown.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ms. Rosemary coming up after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren will be with me, too, so don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and myself and Ms. Rosemary are all coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch. And hello, San Antonio. Welcome aboard.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.